We welcome to the program the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks, the Pro Basketball Hall of Famer, or Basketball Hall of Famer, Jason Kidd. Good morning, Coach.
Well, good morning, you guys. How y'all doing?
Okay.
We're doing great. We were just talking about you because last segment we did the story of Dirk going into the Hall of Fame over the weekend, and of course you and Steve Nash were there to present Dirk. So now Dirk will be in the Hall forever with you and Nash.
Well, I don't know if we're supposed to be in there forever. I mean, I've already left there. I mean, well, we're supposed to stay in that place forever and
no.
Survive on rainwater and discarded Toblerones from museum goers. I mean, I don't think that's what we're supposed to do. I mean, I think we leave there after we have the ceremony and all that.
Yeah, your names will be there forever.
Yeah, just we didn't mean you had to stay there forever.
Okay, I was about to say I was going to have you guys call 888 NBA Hall of Fame and tell them I'll be there this afternoon if I'm supposed to come back.
No, I don't think they're looking for you. But speaking of Steve Nash, he went in 2018 when you did, and then y'all were sitting there together the other day when Dirk goes in. It's almost as if you two are joined at the hip.
Well, now, I don't think we had any surgery to join us at the hip. I mean, I think that would be kind of crazy if they made us do that. They didn't make us join any of our major organs like hips. I mean, I think if you wanted to start making NBA Hall of Famers have unnecessary surgeries, we should start with someone removing Greg Popovich's self-importance organ.
I don't think that's what he meant, Coach.
No, I just meant that you guys have been together for a long time. That's all.
Visiting with Jason Kidd, head coach of the Mavericks, Hall of Famer. I was thinking this weekend watching that ceremony back in 2018 when you were elected. I wondered, as they were counting the votes back then, do you remember sitting on pins and needles before the announcement?
Well, now, I wasn't sitting on pins and needles. I wouldn't say that. I mean, I was sitting on a chair that they had provided for me. And why would they make Hall of Fame players sit on sewing accessories rather than sitting devices? I mean, that seems like a pretty odd choice. Do other halls do this too? Does baseball make their players sit on crochet hooks and thimbles? No. That's idiotic.
That is idiotic.
I'm sorry I even asked that.
If a Hall of Fame did that. Well, just the whole Hall of Fame vibe, though. It's got to be so cool that you're in that club. You know, the Dirk Nowitzki's, Steve Nash's, Tony Parker's.
Wait, there's more than one Dirk Nowitzki's? Steve Nash's?
No, there's just...
I mean, why didn't we recruit draft them so we could get all the sports wins and go into all the Hall of Fames a lot of times?
Yeah, you could have got all the sports wins.
That was a missed opportunity.
All
there.
The sports wins.
Well, it's always great to talk to you, Coach, but unfortunately we're up against the clock, so we have to just say bon voyage.
Well, I'm not taking a cruise or any other aquatic locomotion, so I'm not sure where the whole bon voyage thing is coming from.
Just a figure of speech. Just in other words, goodbye. Thank you.
We'll see ya. There he goes. Mavericks head coach and Hall of Famer Jason Kidd.